Chapter 23. The faithful rewarded at his coming. It will not be in vain that they look for him, for shall appear unto their salvation. O Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Hebrews 9:28. It is not in vain that they love his appearing, for a crown righteousness is laid up for such. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. 2 Timothy 4:8. Their faithful waiting shall be rewarded, for when he appears they shall appear with him in glory. And Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Colossians 3:4. Their names may be cast out as evil, they may suffer reproach and scorn here, but when he comes they shall receive a crown of glory that fades not away. And you, when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fades not away. 1 Peter 5:4. Words cannot describe that glory. Finite man cannot fathom its greatness. 4. Truly, ye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. We cannot understand why any who take the Bible for their teacher, and profess to love the Lord Jesus, can have a prejudice against his second coming. He promised his followers that they should be recompensed at the resurrection of the just, which takes place at his coming, and will never take place unless he comes, and you shall be blessed. For they cannot recompense you, for you shall be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. Luke 14:14. Speaking of the signs of his coming, he said, "And when these things begin come to pass, then look up, and lift up your heads. Your redemption draws nigh." Luke 21:28. The saints, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, are groaning for the redemption of the body, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Romans 8:23. This is the redemption which will be accomplished at the coming of Christ and the resurrection of the just. The joy of that day is unspeakable. Says the Savior, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me." Revelation 22:12. Fervently our hearts respond, "Then so, come, Lord Jesus." Revelation 22:20.